Lisa Nichols.
I got into many relationships expecting my partner to show me my beauty because I didn't see my own beauty. When I was growing up, my heroes or my sheroes were the Bionic Woman, Wonder Woman, or Charlie's Angels. And while they're wonderful, they didn't look like me. It wasn't until I fell in love with Lisa, my mocha skin, my full lips, my round hips, my curly hair. It wasn't until that moment that I fell in love with me that the rest of the world was able to fall in love with me as well.
The reason you have to love you is because it is impossible to feel good if you don't love you. When you feel bad about yourself, you are blocking all the love and all the good that the universe has for you. When you feel bad about yourself, it feels as though you are sucking the life out of you, because all of your good on every single subject, including health, wealth, and love, is on the frequency of joy and feeling good. The feeling of having unlimited energy and that amazing feeling of health and wellness are all on the frequency of feeling good. When you don't feel good about you, you are on a frequency that is attracting more people, situations, and circumstances that will continue to make you feel bad about you. You must change your focus and begin to think about all the things that are wonderful about you. Look for the positives in you. As you focus on those things, the law of attraction will show you more great things about you. You attract what you think about. All you have to do is begin with one prolonged thought of something good about you, and the law of attraction will respond by giving you more like thoughts. Look for the good things about you. Seek and ye shall find.
Bob Proctor.
There's something so magnificent about you. I have been studying me for 44 years. I want to kiss myself. Because you're going to get to love yourself. I'm not talking about conceit. I'm talking about a healthy respect for yourself. And as you love yourself, you'll love others.
Marcy Shimoff.
In relationships, we're so used to complaining about other people. My coworkers are so difficult to work with. My husband makes me so mad. My children are so lazy. It's always focusing on the other person. But for relationships to really work, we need to focus on what we appreciate about the other person, not what we're complaining about. When we're complaining about those things, we're only getting more of those things. Even if you're having a really hard time in a relationship, things aren't working, you're not getting along, someone's in your face, you still can turn that relationship around. Take a piece of paper and for the next 30 days, once a day, sit down and write all the things that you appreciate about that person. Think about all the reasons that you love them. You appreciate their sense of humor. You appreciate how supportive they are. And what you'll find is that when you focus on appreciating and acknowledging their strengths, that's what you'll get more of. And the problems will fade away.
Lisa Nichols.
Oftentimes, you give others the opportunity to create your happiness. And many times, they fail to create it the way you want it. Why? Because only one person can be in charge of your joy, of your bliss, and that's you. So even as a parent, as a child, as a spouse, they do not have the control to create your happiness. Your joy lies within you.
All your joy is on the frequency of love, the highest and the most powerful frequency of all. You can't hold love in your hand. You can only feel it in your heart. It's a state of being. You can see evidence of love being expressed through people, but love is a feeling, and you are the only one that can radiate and emit that feeling of love. Your ability to generate feelings of love is unlimited, and when you love, you are in complete and utter harmony with the universe. Love everything you can. Love everyone you can. Focus only on things you love, feel love, and you will experience that love and joy coming back to you, multiplied. The law of attraction must send you back more things to love. As you radiate love, it will appear as though the entire universe is doing everything for you, moving every joyful thing to you, and moving every good person to you. In truth, it is.